Get ready. Get set. Because you're listening to the all-new Macquarie Sunday Sessions. Right here on 2SER 107.3.
Hi everyone, I'm your host John Pride, and thanks so much for tuning in to Macquarie Sunday Sessions on 2SER 107.3. We have an awesome show for you tonight, and here's why. If you're a fan of Josh Pike, the multi-ARIA award-winning artist, you'll love one of the stories we have coming up. Also, do you know what the JX07 conundrum is? Well, neither do I, so we can find out together later on in the show. But before we start, I wanted to share something with you. So my mate rang me up the other day and said something kind of sad. By the way, probably not the best way to start a show. Anyways, so he rings me up and says, John, you know, one of the nice things about finding mold in your studio apartment is that it's nice to know that you're not alone.
Macquarie Sunday Sessions.
2SER.
107.3.
That was Shut Down by Blood Circle. I'm your host, John Pride, and you're listening to Macquarie Sunday Sessions on 2SER 107.3. Now, Josh Pike could arguably be one of Australia's greatest musical storytellers, but with all his songs wrapped up in such beautiful poetry, it's sometimes hard to understand its meaning. So for this next story, I did a deep dive into one of my favourite songs, And what I found out was quite surprising.
Josh Pyke released Clover's Son on the 19th of August 2011. While there is a lot of information about his success, winning an ARIA Award in 2007 and 2009, not a lot is known about his childhood. Clover's Son is based off a painting by Évariste Luminaire titled The Sons of Clovis II. Clovis II was the king of northern France, including Paris and the Seine River from 639 to 657. The legend goes, while Clovis II was on a crusade, two of his sons took violent action against their own government. As punishment, their mother and queen, Sainte Bathilde, cut the boys' tendons so they could no longer move. Out of pity, they were given to God and placed on a small boat with no oars or rudder. The painting shows the sons lying on a boat floating down the Seine River. A red velvet pillow props their neck up for them to see the horizon. A grey sheet covering the boys is left dangling in the water, and as they are floating by, the sheet starts to drag, revealing one of the son's bandaged feet.
Issue with his mother. I mean, that's obvious.
So that's but Andrew Pogson. If you're talking about Australian music, you probably want to speak to this guy. He's worked with Australian artists such as Tim Minchin, Flight Facilities, and Human Nature. He has a master's in music and currently works at Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. What I found really interesting when we sat down was how the rhythm of the guitar creates this push and pull feeling, an idea that seems to repeat in the song.
Now, that's the first time we get a bass note come in. And so we're sort of building an idea here, building a story. So, you know, it starts off in, I think it's F sharp. And that sort of bass note comes in. And then all it does is rise up by one note to G sharp. There. But no sooner has it gone there, it gets pulled straight back down again. And it really just goes between those two ideas. And I think if, once again, you're thinking of that musical storytelling, it's got this pushing and pulling in terms of the rhythm, and then you've got a bass line that wants to rise up but can't. It keeps on getting pulled right back down. These first two verses are ultimately sort of telling a story of what has happened to him. And then, of course, finishing with that really quite amazing single line of, I'm going to buy a sharper set of knives. A sharper set
of knives. Andrew says it's really in the chorus where the bass and chords start to move properly. And interestingly, they move upwards.
It's so beautiful how the bass suddenly goes dun 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 dun. You know, it's telling its own sort of little story there, and there's it's really quite freeing. And you know, it finishes on that "Whose side are you on?" to really sort of hammer that home. Once again, the band all moves out of the way to let that line sort of sink in.
What do you think that does to the song?
Really, this is not telling his story anymore. This is him reacting, maybe as an adult. He's free, perhaps, of this, and is now got the strength to rise above the situation and to start actually saying, you know, well, that key line, whose side are you on? And it's, you know, responding to this situation rather than being a victim.
The verse really conveys a sense of tension or struggle. The chorus, on the other hand, a sense of awakening and even freedom by asking the question, whose side are you on? In an interview with Josh Pyke, he makes an unusual comment about his mother and how she pointed out minor spelling errors despite the album's success. Now, as much as the painting is about a son's betrayal, it's also about a mother's. A mother that's willing to side against her own children even if it means their death. And while I'll admit that a child's death and spelling mistakes are at opposite ends of the spectrum,
What is clear is that this painting from 1880, Josh Pike has connected with. You in the corner too, but I didn't want to
share it with you. That was Clover's Son, a story that I had worked on earlier in the year. I'm your host, John Pride, and you're listening to Macquarie Sunday Sessions. You know, when I was speaking to Andrew, something that I thought was really interesting was this line, a sharper set of knives. And I think it's in the third or fourth verse where he changes it to a keener set of lies. This idea that lies can cut just as deep as a knife really shows how Josh Pike is just such a fantastic storyteller. You're listening to Macquarie Sunday Sessions on 2SER 107.3.
As our state starts to enter recovery, the City of Sydney is looking for feedback on the impacts you've experienced from the COVID-19 pandemic. If you're a local City of Sydney resident, worker, student, visitor or business owner, we'd love to hear from you. By participating in our survey, you can help us understand how we can support our businesses and communities and plan a stronger future together. Go to news.cityofsydney.nsw.gov.au. City of Sydney sponsors 2SER 107.3.
That was Grand Ideas by Alice Skye. You're listening to Macquarie Sunday Sessions. Coming up, one of the fiercest and most confusing debates in the scientific community is happening right now, and you're probably not even aware of it. But you want to know what I am aware of? Is the confidence in men growing their beards. There's something about staying at home that's giving these men, like myself, the bravery to grow these beards. Plus, I never realise how much of a talking point it is. Not gonna lie though, my beard, a lot of mixed reviews. My beard's like Jim Carrey. You either love it or you hate it. There's no in between. You're listening to 2SER 107.3.
You are listening to Macquarie Sunday Sessions on 2SCR 107.3.
That was Star Emoji by Dianas. You're listening to Macquarie Sunday Sessions on 2SCR 107.3. Now, among all the debates in the science world right now, there's one which may reign as least important of all, the JX07 conundrum. Don't try this one at home because this entire segment contains no real science. Correspondent Eamon Layton reports.
One of science's most fiercely contested debates is happening right underneath the nose of the community. And if you don't know about it already, you will very soon. Of course, I'm talking about the JX07 conundrum, the primary discussion point in the VX scientific community. For those unaware, the JX07 is a microvariant of the Turbo Encabulator, and its purpose is to stabilize a quasi-radiant transmission through the production of a colloidal time space. The controversy regarding the JX07 first arrived when Professor Kaelin Breloke implied a scenario in which one would run a JX07 calibrated ruby quartz vibration. Studies conducted since have indicated the possibility that a JX07 quartz vibration interactive environment could provide significant pineal radiation runoff, up to 50 kbg, which carries the danger of generating a small antipolarized Martaglia field, which could burn out something as robust as a tachyon transistor. Before we dive further into that issue, however, it's important to know about the origin of the science of VX, and more importantly, the construction of the Turbo Encabulator.
The Turbo Encabulator has now reached a high level of development, and it's being successfully used in the operation of Nopertrunions. The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fam.
The Turbo Encabulator was first proposed in Students' Quarterly in 1944 by J.H. Quick, but was not formalized until General Motors included the first Turbo Encabulator data sheet in 1962 in their technical handbook. The Turbo Encabulator was popularized for general use in 1977 by Bott Haggard, and has since been used in almost every operation of Novotrunions. Now, back to the JX07. Of course, we all know about the declassification of the Mussorgsky spin ever since the standardization of Rockwell Automation's Retro Encabulator, which was able to effectively eliminate the Voynichian reaction between a magnifying quadratangent and the JX07's colloidal time space. However, an unintended side effect of the elimination of the Voynichian reaction is the allowance of a sub-level Kosko-Mironov reaction, where the stoechiometallic ionization becomes difficult to invert. The primary concern regarding the inversion process has been the popularization of the cesium derivator. Whilst the cesium derivator does eliminate the need for the modulation calculation in the inversion process, it also brings about a safety concern regarding magnetic spin manipulation further down the Novotrunian operation process. The reason that this occurs in retroencabulator models and not in the newer JX07 microencabulators is that power in retroencabulators is not generated by the relative motion of conductors and fluxes. Rather, it is produced by the modal interaction of magnetoreluctance and capacitive diractance. So, where does that leave the microencabulator loyalists? The answer will be revealed after the release of the second generation of yttrium 77 diffusers, originally manufactured by 97 Chemicals Incorporated. The first generation of diffuser was designed to be instantiated into a Staten Model M, which would align the bicarbon nanotubes, hence powering the Vulcan field regenerator. The second generation, however, will also be important in solving the ongoing JX07 debate, as not only will it align the bicarbon nanotubes, but also serve as a gateway for subdiaphragm electromagnetic flow between the two spurving bearings in the panometric fam. Will this serve to effectively render the JX07 series of microencabulators obsolete? Only time will tell.
And cut.
Oh my days. How is that? Was that okay?
Yeah, I think you got all the pronunciations down fine.
I can't believe the script they've given me for this. Like, what is this nonsense? It's the biggest scientific debate in the scientific community. No one has ever heard of any of this rubbish. Well, puts food on the table, I guess.
That was science's finest discussion, the JX07 conundrum by Eamon Layton. We just want to reiterate how entirely satirical that report was. If you're finding any problems with your turbo and kayabuya whatever, then that's on you. You're listening to Macquarie Sunday Sessions on 2SER 107.3. That was Time by Acra. I'm your host, John Pride, and you're listening to Macquarie Sunday Sessions on 2SER 107.3. That's all from myself tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure. Stay healthy and safe. Do stick around, though, because George is coming up with a fantastic show. If you have enjoyed any of our stories, check us out on 2ser.com and search Macquarie Sunday Session. This next song is When the Sky is Grey by the Orb Weavers. Enjoy.
I prefer it than when it's blue. You might think it's strange. Sometimes I want to stay inside for days and be alone. A fallen fire, a quilted home, and fall asleep for a thousand years. But don't worry.
SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.
Get ready. Get set. Because you're listening to the all-new Macquarie Sunday Sessions. Right here on 2SER 107.3.
Hello, you're listening to Macquarie Sunday Sessions. Thank you so much to John for all the Sunday session goodness we've heard so far. My name is Georgia Angelini and I'll be taking you through the rest of our show. I've got some great things lined up for you this evening, a little bit of new music, some storytelling. It's going to be a fun one. And what better way to keep the good times rolling than with the Wednesday Night and their new track, The Perfect Scene. It's so great to have your company right here on 2SER 107.3.
Time to sit back and relax with the Macquarie Sunday Session on 2SER 107.3.
All right, so here's a question for you. Have you ever wondered what all those horror movie villains are thinking about while they're waiting in the closet to kill people? A bit of an out there question, I know, but seriously, when you think about it, Freddy Krueger must have spent an awful lot of time waiting for his victims to show up. You've got to wonder what was going on inside his head. Well, wonder no more. Here's a piece from Charlie Miller that gives us insight into just that.
Okay, here we go. It's okay to be nervous. Just need to stay focused on the task at hand. Deep breaths. That'll help. Clear your mind. Just don't think about how, if you mess up your first murder, technically, you're not a serial killer. Just an attempted murderer. It's fine. It's not going to happen. Or you're just guilty of breaking and entering. Don't worry about it. What is taking her so long? God, this mask is stuffy. I can barely see a thing. I'm sweating like a pig. Enough. It's fine, okay? You don't hear Jason or Mike Myers complaining about sweaty masks. If you want to be a legendary murderer, striking fear into the hearts of a nation, then suck it up, grab a hold of your pickaxe, and wait to storm out of the closet and murder a defenseless young woman. Pickaxe was a dumb choice. Should have gone with the ice pick. Nope, stop second-guessing yourself. If you want to make it big, you got to stand out. And the best way to do that is with a unique weapon. That's her. Okay. Okay, here we go. As soon as she walks in, I'll jump out and yell, "Samantha, I pick you." God, that's a good line. I'll hit her with my pickaxe and then get out of here. Wait, no, hang on. Is she... Oh, come on. It's fine. I've waited this long. I can just wait for her to get out of the shower. I mean, I guess I could kill her in the shower. Seems kind of rude. She'll be naked. That's such an invasion of privacy. Right. I am murdering her, which has to be worse. Seems undignified, I guess. You know what? I've waited long enough. I can kill her in the shower, it's fine. I'll just cover my eyes when I do it. Wait. No. No, 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 no. You've got to be kidding me. Who puts a lock on a closet? Wait, oh, what now? You're going to come into the room? Oh, you're done with your shower now? Okay, no, stay calm. Think. Maybe I just wait until she opens the door. Or I could break down the door. Oh, but if I don't break it down, she'll know I'm here and run away. I could use my pickaxe. God, there isn't really enough room to swing it properly here. I guess I could...
Apologies, madame.
But it is time to die. Who is that? Was there seriously another guy in this room the whole time?
Ready or not, here I come.
Is that a baguette? He's seriously going to stab her with a sharp and stale baguette. I can't believe I was worried about my pickaxe. Great. And she's dead. And I'm still stuck in here. Okay, well, don't need to worry about scaring her off now. Back to the drawing board, I guess. Samantha, I pick you. It's not the same.
That was Charlie Miller's first time murderer, showcasing the lighter side of horror movie villains. I know I, for one, am the biggest wuss when it comes to horror movies, so I will definitely be storing that perspective away next time I'm hiding behind a cushion waiting for the bad guy to strike. But right now is Leah Senior's Evergreen on 2SER 107.3.
Want access to free concert tickets, movies, music and more? Become a 2SER supporter. Head to 2ser.com/support and click the supporter button to sign up. Stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
I never thought I'd be evergreen. I never thought I'd be evergreen. Everybody's finding their stride. I can't get to mine. I just follow the line. You know the sun just won't shine through unless I like what I do.
You're listening to 2SER Macquarie Sunday Sessions with Georgia Angelini. And just a reminder that you can keep up with all things 2SER on our socials. We are 2SER107.3 on Instagram and 2SERFM on Facebook.
Loving what you're hearing? Make a donation to keep it coming. Go to 2SER.com/support and click that donate button. Stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
This next track is by LA-based artist Angel Derridorian, formerly of the band Dirty Projectors, with her track It Was Me.
Thank you.
Coming up a bit later in the show for you, Lachie Schuster's radio drama Prison Break. How will three slightly dim prisoners get past the guards and through the gates to freedom? Right now, though, is Jesse Madigan with Spring. You're listening to Macquarie Sunday Sessions on 2SER.
You're listening to Macquarie Sunday Sessions on 2SER
track you just heard, Madigan actually recorded that song in his Newcastle home studio, and it's the lead single from his debut album, Nothing Better Than a Journey to You.
From waste to wealth, grids to growth, Think Sustainability digs into the impact of consumption across all areas of life.
I've been to some of these areas that have been burnt and they're just devastated.
It tracks the movements, discoveries and technologies making way for a sustainable future. We answer your questions on everything from the nuclear energy sector
to winds changed and the winds blew that radiation fallout all over Australia and Tasmania.
To the viability of menstrual cups.
Some blogs are awful. Like, we found one blog that was telling women to use sea sponges instead of tampons.
Find the latest episodes online at 2scr.com/thinksustainability or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Lockie Schuster has imagined how it would play out if three not-so-bright prisoners incarcerated in London were to plan out an escape. Could they possibly create a plan foolproof enough to make it out? Well, let's have a listen.
All right. Simon, Special K, you lads know the plan, don't you?
Afternoon free time. Sneak through the French doors into the kitchen.
Lock the chef in the pantry using force if needed.
Have a little snackaroony.
Get changed into kitchen clothes and then get into the trolley to collect the delivery. Then kick the guards into the back of the truck.
Then we link arms and skip away. But hang on. Once we're through the gate, how are we getting the hell away from here?
You remember Roger? My friend's cousin's ex-boyfriend who was on the news for his performance of The Boy from Oz while he was off his chops at the primary school his sister used to work at?
Yeah, that does ring a bell.
Well, he's going to leave a bicycle for us behind the bush on the western wall.
What, just one bicycle?
Well, it's a tandem.
But tandems only have two seats.
No, Simon. Roger assured me this one has three.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. We're not going to make it 10 bloody metres.
Well, with all three of us pedalling, it will go very fast.
Ah, right.
Right, let's go then, you fat lads.
Hello, fellas. You're here to help me make marmalade while I'm getting the delivery? I'll just grab some more oranges. Won't be a tick. Oi, let me out.
No.
Just hop in the trolley.
Gee, sorry, Mum. Hold on to your hats.
Afternoon, sir.
Oh, hello. Oh, bugger me. Is it delivery day already? Mate, these days are just flying. Blimey.
I can hardly believe it myself.
Yep. Cheerio now.
Goodbye.
Oh, hurry up, mate.
Yeah, sorry, sir. We were just finishing the marmalade.
Boy, wait a minute. You don't look like the fella that collected the delivery last week.
No, I'm not. I just actually started a culinary apprenticeship here.
Well, did you now? What, you're going to be on MasterChef, are you?
Well, yes, that is what I'm hoping.
Yeah, well, why don't you bring me Nigella's phone number when you get back, eh?
Yeah, I'll make sure I don't leave without it.
I'm only joking, mate. I want Maggie Beers, though. She's lovely.
Yikes.
Yeah, well, give us a hand with this, will you?
Quick, let's get him.
Oh!
Ah! Cop that, you tosses.
Oi, what's going on down there?
Where's the bike? Is that it behind the bush?
You can bet your buckle it is.
Well, at least it's red. Go faster. Oh, shut up, you tosser. All right, pedalling on three. One, two, three. So what's the first thing you're going to eat now that we're free?
I might ask Mrs. Gladmere from next door to make me a tiramisu.
You've been listening to Macquarie Sunday Sessions. I'm Georgia Angelini. Thank you so much for sharing your Sunday evening with me. We've got some great content lined up for the rest of your night here on 2SER, starting right now with the new track Try from none other than musical legend Neil Young.
Darling, the door is open to my heart, and I've been hoping that you won't be the one to struggle with the key. We got lots of time to get together if we try. The waiting time is over. No man sees around the corner. Walking in the rain and coming home dry. There's something missing there. It's easier to care and try. And I try to wash my hands. And I try to make amends. And I try to count my friends. We got lots of time to get together if we try.